Blessed be the Lord. We can be seated. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We thank you for brothers and sisters as we're gathered here tonight today, Lord, and to honor you, Lord. To bless you, to worship you and praise you, Father. I thank you for your anointing, Father. I thank you that we have each other, Lord. I've never realized that now like I ever have, Father, that these are my brothers and my sisters, Lord. These are my brothers and my sisters. We must all come to that conclusion, Father, that koinonia should cry out of our spirit. Fellowship with each other should cry out of our spirit, Lord. Father, I bless you and I praise you and I worship you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Before the book of Acts can be fulfilled in our life, which I don't have. I try to be as honest as I can when I preach. I don't like to live or preach in pretense. The full-blown image of revival is not yet departed or deposited in me yet. It's there. I do know enough to know that that is what God wants from each and every one of us. But let's not make a mistake that before Acts can be fulfilled in our life, there's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I think sometimes we forget that. Before, my friends, we can lay our hands on our brothers and our sisters to see them recover. If we can't fellowship with each other, don't worry about the latter. Don't worry about the latter. If we can't love each other here on earth as believers and embrace each other, don't worry about the latter. The Word of God brings us so much healing. I say this every time that I preach. I thank God for the day that I read the meditation series by Pastor Dave Roberson. To me, it's the only way that you can read the Bible and be successful as a believer. The last 3 years of my life have been the best and the most trying. Things have gotten better, a lot better in my life, with my wife and my marriage. It's healed a lot of areas, but it's been trying. Sickness has tried to come upon us. Eyesight. A lot of things that I won't go into because I will not bring Satan any glory. But we're still here. I'm still standing. I got some 1.25s, but I'm here. Some of you got unexpected calls from me this week, people that I usually don't talk to. You know, I'm going to say something to you, and I say some bold things even on Sunday nights. I know sometimes people cringe, but it's been easier to kick pornography to the curb than it has been to fellowship with my brothers. Ain't that something? It was easier getting pornography out of my life than it has been to embrace you as my brothers and my sisters. It's a shame because by His stripes I've been healed. It's a shame. So some of you got unexpected phone calls. It's going to be the trend in my life because I think sometimes we wait or we use a religious excuse to an extent that mortification hasn't took place. That's not what the Bible tells us. Well, I'm dying. Well, I hurt this person or I offended this person. Well, I'm dying. I'm in the dump. No, it's not what the Bible says. The Bible says sin has no dominion over you. Well, Pastor Homer, I took an offense. I gave an offense. No, the Bible says that by His stripes you were healed. Pastor Homer, you don't understand. My husband hurt me. He defiled the marriage bed. You don't understand. By His stripes you were healed. Well, Pastor, you don't understand. My wife cheated on me. She committed adultery. You don't understand. Those things are wrong and they hurt. But you don't understand. By His stripes you were healed. Pastor, I've been devastated in my life. I don't know what to do. I don't know which way to turn. No, you don't understand. By His stripes you were past this. You were healed when? The day you got born again. I've been in depression my whole life. No, 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 no. By His stripes, you were healed. I feel like nobody loves you. Nobody wants to fellowship with me. By His stripes, you were healed. My husband doesn't show me any affection. No, 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 no. By His stripes, you were healed. He doesn't tell me I'm beautiful anymore. My wife doesn't embrace me. My children are in rebellion. I don't know which way to turn, Jesus. By His stripes, you were healed. My dad never loved me. That's unfair and it's wrong. But by His stripes, we were healed. My whole life, I felt like I was a miser. My whole life, I felt I was miserable. I felt like there was no hope in me, even as a Christian. No, my brother and my sister. By His stripes, you were healed. You are not barren anymore. You're not desolate. You've been born again. There's no affection in my life. I don't have any friends. By His stripes, you were healed. Daddy never hugged me. Daddy never took me on a fishing trip. Mama never told me how beautiful I was. She never played with my hair before I went to sleep. You don't know what I've gone through. Yes, I do. But by His stripes, you were healed of hurt, of betrayals, of offenses. Do you know the power of His stripes? I asked the Lord about 2 months ago, Father, I have this issue in my life. I need to camp out. I need to find a pastor where You would have me to abide in, Lord, to get rid of this issue in my life. It does not belong there. You took me to Isaiah 52 and 55, and I've been there day and night, every day, receiving a healing. I'm stubborn like that in the Word. I will stay there. I do meditate other books at the same time, like 1 Peter, 2 Peter, James, and the Psalms. But I am stubborn. I will stay there till I receive what He has me to receive. Isaiah is a prophetic book, 52 to 55, prophesying of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And every time I get to the part where it says, by His stripes, you are healed, almost weep inside of me. Because it brings reproach to the kingdom of God when I walk otherwise. When I walk battered and bruised. When this man paid the ultimate price for my peace. Jesus. Isaiah says, by His stripes you are healed. 1 Peter says, you were healed by His stripes. Isaiah, prophecy. 1 Peter, prophecy fulfilled. And I've read them. When the things that have tormented me before come upon me, my generator goes off inside of me, and I begin to meditate without trying on those stripes. How this man named Jesus Christ paid the ultimate price for my freedom. Chastisement for my peace was laid upon Him. And by His stripes, the Hebrew says, and by blows it cut in, by the blows it cut into His skin, I was healed. See, this Satan would suggest, he would suggest that we still have issues. He would suggest that isolation is the way to walk. And let me tell you something, those of you that, because I've made the same statement before. It's me and God. There's a spirit behind that, my friend. Because the fruit of abiding in Him is wanting to be with you. There's a strong, deceptive, proud spirit. I'm called to pray. I'm called to preach. I'm called to teach. I'm going to isolate. Well, go be a monk. A Buddhist priest that isolate themselves in the mountains. Christianity is about freedom. It's about Him first. And me lying in His bosom equals me loving you. So get used to the phone calls. At least I'm going to call him or tell you that I love you. You don't even got to call me back. But I said to myself, I'm pressing in, Lord. Mortification will take its place. No. That's not what the scripture says. It doesn't say to walk in love till mortification takes its place. It says walk in love daily. Take up your cross daily and follow me. I can love you till the mortification process comes complete. I can tell you that I love you beforehand. I can tell you that you're my brother and my sister beforehand. Even when everything inside of me opposes me and doesn't want me to pick up that phone and dial 7 measly digits. I will beat what opposes me by sheer will for right now until mortification comes. I will call you. I will invite you to break bread with me. I will fellowship with you until that complete mortification comes. That's an excuse. That's a religious excuse. Well, I'm dying. I didn't have to hurt you just because I'm not completely dead yet. That's a religious excuse. No, you did it. I did it because I wanted to. I knew what was coming out of my well. I said it on purpose to hurt you. In the nose. Well, never mind. I won't go with that scripture right now. I'll wait. We've waited. We've used that excuse so, but I'm dying. I'm dying. No. Either Romans 6 is true or it isn't. Either sin can dominate you or it can't. We didn't have to go forward with our emotions and with our actions and do what we did. Because by His stripes, we are healed. When you reviled, I didn't have to revile back. When I suffered, all I had to do was commit to Him who judges righteously. See, by His stripes, I am healed. You didn't talk to me, so what? I couldn't have talked to you. Why? Because by His stripes, I've been healed. There's power in His stripes. Well, I'm busy. What's so bad about a 1-minute phone call to tell somebody that you love them? The simple fact that says that you say out loud, I don't need that, tells me that you do. I said it for so long. It feels good when a brother or sister calls you just to see how you're doing. There's nothing wrong with that. On my part, I'm speaking about myself now. There's nothing wrong with telling you how much I love you. There's freedom in those words, I love you. See, by His stripes, we've been healed, Miss Sharon. Rejection, by His stripes we were healed. Adultery, by His stripes you've been healed. Strife, anxiety. My husband doesn't want to serve God with me. It's a pain that I can't bear. By His stripes you were healed. There's no love in our marriage anymore. I can't live without my husband. By His stripes. Religion has taught us that the reason there's 39 stripes on the back of Christ was because there's 39 major religions, 39 major diseases. Well, that's not true. There's a lot more than 39. I preach that myself, so I got to make fun of myself. When you realize the ultimate sacrifice on Calvary, what He did for you, what it represented, my friends, you'll never be the same. By His stripes, we are healed. There's no love in my life, Pastor Homer. I come from a broken home. By His stripes, you were healed. I've been in relationship after relationship. I can't never be content. By His stripes, you were healed. I can't find peace. I can't find happiness, Pastor Homer. By His stripes, you were healed. I don't know which way to turn. I have no hope for tomorrow. I'm a failure in everything that I do. Prophecy fulfilled. If you're born again, by His stripes you were healed. By His stripes I've been healed. My mama died a year ago of cancer. It didn't nullify the fact that by His stripes she was healed. It doesn't change facts. It doesn't change truth. Sugar diabetes, by His stripes we are healed. My heart's so broken, Pastor Homer. By His stripes you were healed. I'm in isolation. I live in an island and I'm content with it. By His stripes you were healed. I just want to be daddy's little girl. Growing up, daddy never embraced me. Came home drunk. He never showed me love and affection. Might be true, but by His stripes you were healed. Been betrayed by my father, by my mother. Jesus was betrayed by His brother. And by His stripes you were healed. The power in His stripes are broad, and the victories in each stripe are many. Make no mistake, Calvary was our sufficiency. Our soul is full of abundance through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. If I have not, because I believe not. I got up early and I began to meditate like I usually do. He just told me to stop. I said, lay down and pray in the Spirit. So I began to just pray in the Spirit. I went through Isaiah a couple times or once. Started First Peter, read Psalms a little bit, and I just stopped and laid down. I began to pray in tongues. He wanted to relay something to me. And I've been in Isaiah so long because there's something that I needed so bad, and I'm in the first stages of receiving what He has for me. I just got to stay there. I'll be there. There'll be nights that Isaiah will be great. There'll be nights that I get revelation, and there'll be nights that it's boring. But I know He has me to abide there because there's something in there that I need. The medication has started inside of me through His Word. An impregnation has started in me through His Word. And I'm going to stay there till I get it. When are you going to get it? I don't know. Maybe 20 more times, maybe 50 more times, maybe 1,000 more times. But I'm going to stay there till I get it. I'm going to pray in tongues and I'm going to read it. I'm going to pray in tongues and I'm going to read it. I'm going to parallel it with 1 Peter because 1 Peter is based out of Isaiah. I'm going to stay there and I'm going to, till I get it. But we're not barren anymore. We're not desolate. We're full of the presence of this one man named Jesus Christ. And by His stripes we've been healed from A to Z, spirit, soul, and body. It doesn't matter what the trial is. It doesn't matter what the trip. It doesn't matter who you've gained or who you've lost. His stripes are for me and you. And by His stripes, you are healed. Dun-dun-dun. And they're purple too. Listen to this morning. I don't usually write, but I need to write more when He speaks to me. I just prayed in tongues this morning and I just wrote down what He relayed to me. It's nothing great, but the same token, if you listen to it, it might bless you. every weakness that Satan suggests that I have. Now the Word of God says that by His stripes you were healed. Past tense. That means I was healed A to Z from every damnable thing that this world has to offer me. He said, you were healed. Past tense. When was I healed? When I bowed my heart to Jesus Christ and said, Lord, you are the Son of the living God. Right there I received an inheritance. And no weapon formed against me would ever prosper. Every tongue that rose up against me in judgment, I would condemn. I received that the day that I was born again. By His stripes, I was healed when I got born again. Just because it didn't happen doesn't disannul the Word of God. This is holy and undefiled. Purer than the purest refined gold. This right here are 66 books of perfection. That's for me and you to talk me into believing that the promises of God are for real. And they are. Just because they're not happening in our life doesn't mean that they're not real. They're real, they're legit, and they're established in heaven forever. This Word abides forever. It's holy, pure than the purest of gold, undefiled, refined. And it's all that me and you need right here. 66 books of perfection. It's all that we need. He said, by His stripes you were healed. Past tense. I was healed of trauma. I was healed of betrayal. I was healed from everything that this world says that we have to walk in. Past tense. By His stripes you were healed. So every weakness that Satan suggests that I have, He showed me that every weakness that Satan suggested that I have, I put it as a suggestion from him, because by His stripes, I've been what? Healed from the weaknesses that Satan suggests in my mind that we have. Every weakness that Satan suggests that we have, Jesus bore a mark on His back that says that I don't. Listen to that carefully now. For every weakness that Satan says that we have, Jesus Christ bore a mark on His back that says that I don't. The church says that the 39 lashes represent 39 major diseases. I say no. I say that's religion talking. But the 39 stripes do stand for something according to the law. I won't go into that. So what if you say, well, Brother Homer, I got more than 39 weaknesses in my life. What then? If there were 39 lashes, and you're so hard on yourself, you say, well, I got more than 39. Well, he's only got 39 stripes. That means there's some weaknesses that aren't accounted for. Go back to stripe one. Because in those stripes, there's many victories. There's nothing that you've gone through or are going to go through, or that you felt any betrayal that His stripe wasn't your sufficiency. Your mind and your spirit and your soul, you've been healed. It's too bad that we didn't grow up with stability. It's too bad that we didn't grow up in a godly home. It's too bad that our father showed us how to fornicate and how to commit adultery and how to have dishonest gain. It's too bad that mom and dad were never there. That's too bad. But by His stripes, I've been healed of what our mothers and fathers taught us. We don't have to walk in those same patterns. We've been healed from everything. When I see kids in our youth, I'm so attached to kids. I had a couple of girls in our youth group at the house. They said, Pastor, when are you going to move? When are you going to leave Immokalee? I said, when kids like you don't exist anymore. I see kids with no mothers and no fathers, and it breaks my heart. And I just want to hug them, so they can feel whatever bit of Jesus Christ I have in me, so they can feel the love of a true Father. See, by His stripes, we have been healed. I'm not barren anymore. You are my brothers and you are my sisters. And we are to love each other. And everyone in here that I talked to last week has the same heart cry, that they want to reach out to other brothers and other sisters. That's a great thing. Now let's fulfill what He's having us to do. Let's embrace each other. Let's commune with each other. Just because you pick up the phone doesn't mean you're going to be a revivalist, by no means. But it's still a form of love towards your brother and your sister. Action that you take to anything that opposes you. See, by His stripes, we have been healed. Every weakness that you might think you have is a stripe or a mark that was born on His back that says otherwise. Sons and daughters of the Most High God, He is your sufficiency. If you're struggling, you don't have to struggle anymore. Why? Because by His stripes, you were healed. Pastor Homer, I was laid off from work. I don't even have enough money to pay the bills. If you're taking a care, then you're serving mammon. By His stripes, you were healed. He is our sufficiency. You're not barren anymore. I'm not barren. We're not a desolate city anymore. The strong arm of the Lord has been revealed to us. Jesus Christ is the Messiah. Jesus Christ is the Most High God. Jesus Christ is our sufficiency. And by His stripes 2,000 years ago, we have been healed. No weapon formed against me and you should ever prosper. In righteousness we are established. You've got to get that, man, that by His stripes you were healed. Spirit, soul, and body. When you're reviled, we don't have to revile back. When we suffer, we commit to Him who judges righteously. The afflictions of Christ came from men, yet He opened not His mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, yet He opened not His mouth. Like a sheep before its shears is dumb, yet He opened not His mouth. So that those that led Him into captivity would have a seed sown in their heart saying, my God, this man that we're going to crucify. There was a peace in his eyes, knowing that a whip was going to mark his back, knowing that a spear was going to be thrust to his side. He kept his peace and his sanity. He sowed a seed in their life by His conduct in trial. Me and you are the same way, my friends. By His stripes, we are healed from everything. Now our main objective should be is to love the Lord with all our God and all our soul and all might, and to love our brothers the same way. We are to be walking epistles to win over society. If we can't get over each other yet, we'll never receive the Book of Acts revival that we're believing for. If you can't embrace me and I can't embrace you, I might as well erase the Book of Acts from the Word of God. We can't love each other here in the church. Let's erase the Book of Acts because it doesn't exist. The Book of Acts was written after the Gospels for a reason. Jesus told me that love would cover a multitude of sin. Jesus told me to love my brother as I do myself. We can strive for that. And that's in our heart and our mind and our soul. And the Book of Acts will be a reality to us. There is no separation in the kingdom of God. I talked to a guy from another church yesterday. He said he left the church because there were so many cliques in the church. Nobody here. He said, it was hard enough to get me there, he said. And then when I got there, people were isolated. I said, well, I hate to tell you, but I can relate to that, my friend. Not here. Everybody here is cool with each other. There's still so much more than we can do as believers to embrace each other, to love each other. Why? Because by His stripes we're healed. He's all that we need, my friends. What's in you is so powerful and mighty that you could ever grasp it, you'll never be the same. If you could ever grasp the power of the rebirth, you'll never be the same. Isaiah prophesied all through 52, 53, 54, 55. Prophesied to the people of Jerusalem. He said, oh, you afflicted one. He's speaking to Jerusalem. Isaiah 54. Oh, you afflicted one, tossed with tempest, not comforted. He's talking to Jerusalem, to the people of Jerusalem. He prophesied in 52, 53, the coming of the Messiah. He said, to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? To Jerusalem, to Israel. And he said, you've been barren forever. You've been desolate. He said, but a day's coming. You can shout aloud because your Redeemer draws nigh. Listen to what he said, though. He's talking to Jerusalem in a barren state, in a state of not having a Redeemer. He said, you're afflicted one, tossed with tempest, not comforted. Listen to what Isaiah prophesied years before by the coming of the Redeemer, the coming of the Holy One of Israel. He says, in verse 11 of 54, Isaiah is prophesying, God speaking to His people about the rebirth. He said, behold, I will lay your stones with colorful gems. Behold, I will lay your stones with colorful gems and lay your foundations with sapphires. I will make your pinnacles of rubies, your gates of crystal, and all your walls of precious stones. And all your children shall be taught by the Lord. Listen again. Isaiah is prophesying to Jerusalem. They're in a desolate state, barren, far from God, in a state of sin, in a state of misery. Yet he's prophesying the coming, the fulfillment of the born-again spirit. He said, oh, you afflicted one, tossed with tempest, not comforted. He said, behold, God says to Jerusalem, I will lay your stones with colorful gems and lay your foundations with sapphires. I will make your pinnacles of rubies, your gates of crystal, and all your walls of precious stones. What do you think he's talking about there in those two verses? Has it ever excited you that you're going to walk in heaven where the streets are paved to gold? That's never made me any hungrier for Jesus Christ, knowing that when I get to heaven, the streets are going to be paved of gold. What Isaiah is prophesying there is the born-again spirit, my friends. Listen to what he says. Behold, I will lay your stones with colorful gems and lay your foundations with sapphires. I will make your pinnacles of rubies, your gates of crystal, and all your walls of precious stones. My friend, we have been dressed power and might from the Most High God. We lack nothing. The best that we could ever have lies right inside of our spirit. We have been dressed with sapphires. Our foundations have been laid with perfection. We lack nothing. And a little after that, after he told them what they would be dressed with, he said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. The rebirth, Christ in you, would be and is your sufficiency. You need nothing else but to realize the power of the cross, the power of His stripes, that by His stripes you were healed. You've been laid with beauty. Your foundation is pure, holy, and it's undefiled. no weapon ever formed against you will prosper. Ever. We have an inheritance. We have a heritage. By His stripes, we have been healed. Satan suggests that you have a weakness. Jesus Christ bore a stripe that says you were healed. Your foundations and your walls have been laid with perfection. This man named Jesus Christ conquers your sufficiency, son. No weapon ever formed against you shall prosper. See, I don't believe through meditating Isaiah, and I'm almost done. First closing. For real. Cross my heart. See, I don't believe after meditating Isaiah several times over the last month that I don't know. You might not agree with this, but that's okay. Meditate it more than once before you disagree. I don't believe that we have weaknesses in the body of Christ. I just believe that we don't quite believe His strength. Because He healed us of our weakness. So if He healed me of it, it doesn't exist anymore. I believe that probably we just don't believe His strength in our life. Because this morning He said, every time Satan would suggest that you have a weakness, I have a stripe, a proven stripe. A proven stripe for His suggestion that you're weak. I have a proven stripe that I bore on my back. I bore fact, truth. I bore a mark on my back, you desolate brother and sister. I bore it so that you'd be filled and your sapphires and your foundation would be laid with foundation, with purity, with gold, with gems. I paid the price, fact, truth. There's a mark that I bore on my back. You don't have a weakness. It's a suggestion from Him that you have a weakness. You just lack the belief in you that my strength is for you. See, either sin has dominion over you or it doesn't. Either what He did on Calvary is true or it isn't. Truth. By His stripes, we have been healed. We're dressed with splendor inside. No weapon, listen to me, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against me and you, we shall condemn. For this is the heritage. Heritage equals heritage. Inheritance of the servants of the Lord. You might not feel very prosperous right now in spirit, but it doesn't disannul perfection. You might feel, or Satan might suggest, that you're worthless. Truth, scar on his back, says different. You might feel, according to his suggestion, that you can't make it, that tomorrow will be another day just like today. Fact, truth, by the stripes of my Lord and Savior, you have been healed. Now let me teach you something. You trying to, this is why. And again, people won't, don't agree with me on this. I don't read books for a reason. Because sometimes, now the books that are in our circuit are the Walk in the Spirit is the best book you could ever read. It's the best book I've never read. It's an awesome book. Now, listen to me carefully. Something can happen sometimes when you live on tapes and you live on books. You'll think that the very fact that you can remember and somehow explain what they say, if that is sufficient. No, ma'am, it's not. It has to be birthed in you. Completely. Just because I can remember what Dave says does not mean that I walk in it. My healing is in here. And I'll stay there over and over and over and over again. See, I'm just in the beginning stages of believing that by His stripes I was healed. It's true, but I'm just starting to believe it. Because I can see those stripes working in my life. I can feel them working in my life. My daughter gave me a call the other day, and so did my wife, and it felt good. See, I'm just starting to receive now what His stripes did for me 2,000 years ago. See, Satan would suggest that I have weaknesses. Christ bore that suggested weakness on His back. And by His stripes, my friends, I have been healed. I have the power to tell you that I love you. I have the power in me through the rebirth, through what's been laid inside of me to embrace you. I just gotta want to. I can't wait for mortification comes till I'm 80 years old. Today is my day. Today is my hour. Today is my minute. No weapon formed against me and you will ever prosper. We are sons and daughters of a King that makes us royalty. That makes me and you royalty. By His stripes, I have been healed. When your suggested weaknesses come knocking at your mind, telling you what you are or what you ain't, it's just a suggestion from the enemy. It's not that you're weak. You just don't realize how strong he is. This word is a lamp unto our feet. Light unto our path. He said, hear me and fill your soul with abundance. Those stripes were for me and you. Stay in them. Till I'm well done. Rare right now. Just being seared. Although I don't like a well done steak, I like it bleeding. I'm just seared right now. This morning when I got up though, just a little bit more. When I get home today, I'm going to come to the knowledge of His stripes. In the morning, I'll wake up, not embrace His stripes, just a little more. When I get home from work tomorrow around 5, I'll embrace His stripes a little bit more. Before I go to sleep, I'll embrace His stripes just a little bit more. Chastisement for my peace was laid upon Him. He was crushed for my transgression, bruised for my iniquities. We have no excuse, my friends. By His stripes, we have been healed. Spirit, soul, and body. Second closing for real across my heart. I want to read this to you. I want you to answer me, and I want you to tell me if this is an invitation or this is fulfillment. Isaiah 55, real quick. Just an invitation. Or is this fulfillment? Isaiah 55 and 1. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. All you have no money, come by and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David. Is that an invitation, or is that fulfillment? Give it a shot. There's no wrong answer. What is it? That's an invitation to fulfillment. First, the invitation. What's the invitation? Ho, everyone who thirsts, come. He says, come to the waters. An invitation. Prophecy. You who have no money. Again, he's talking to Jerusalem. Come by and eat. Yes, come by wine and milk without money or without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good. Let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David. That's an invitation to receive Christ as the coming Messiah. An invitation. Now, fulfillment of the invitation by me accepting him goes down to verse 10. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, do not return there, but water the earth. Listen to this. And make it bring forth and bud. Listen to this. Verse 10. And I'm almost done. As the rain comes down and the snow from heaven down to the earth, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Listen to this. Prophecy by Isaiah to Jerusalem about the coming day of the Lord Jesus Christ, about the day that Jerusalem would receive the rebirth. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please. Well, we took that a little bit and we sort of taught it in the wrong capacity. We use it in a broad sense. When rain comes down from heaven, when snow comes down from heaven, it falls into the dirt or the sand or the mud. Now, we just know that 4 months ago, our yards were barren and ugly. All the grass was dead. The rain came, and there was green what? Everywhere. As snow comes down from heaven, and the water from heaven, it does not return there, but it's planted into the soil, and it makes it bud. It makes it produce. But what makes it produce is the fact that the water and the snow come down from heaven, and they're planted into the ground. It's no different with God's word. We've quoted it wrong for years. The word of God shall not return to him null and void. Well, it will if it's not planted in our heart. If it's planted in your heart, what planted? The word of reconciliation, that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. If you allow the coming of the Messiah is coming. If you believe in your heart that the strong arm of the Lord has been revealed, if you believe in the rebirth, you have the capacity to change your life and your world forever. When it's planted inside of you, it will not return to him null and void or fruitless. But if it's not, to be planted inside me and you. What planted, Pastor Homer? Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. When we believe it, when we confess it, then His word from heaven is planted in our hearts, and it will not return to Him null and void, my friends. Do you know what powerhouse you have abiding in you, man? You have the power in you to raise the dead. You've been laid with perfection. Your foundations and your walls are pure. No weapon formed against you shall ever, ever prosper. He is our sufficiency, my friends. No more isolation. No more depression. No more oppression. No more lonely nights. No more wondering where that next hug from your husband's coming from. No more wondering will your wife embrace you tonight. You've been healed from hurts and betrayals, my friend. When did you receive your healing? The day you confessed Jesus Christ as Redeemer. By His stripes, you were healed. He is our sufficiency. He is the abundance of our soul. By His stripes, you were healed. It's icing on the cake. It adds to our foundation. Jesus Christ crucified. I love my wife. She loves me. But I don't need her to grow closer to God. I want her hug. I want her embrace. But I don't need it to walk in peace. She wants my hug. She wants my embrace. She wants my kiss. But she doesn't need it to walk in peace. See, because the chastisement for my peace and her peace was laid upon Him. I want my father's embrace. I want my mother's embrace. I want you to love me, but I don't need you to walk in peace. See, the peace that we're to walk in came at a tremendous price. I want you to love me, and I want to love you. But to find Christ and to find peace, I don't need that, and neither do you. All we need, first and foremost, is to confess Him as Redeemer. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. And receive His correction. This, my friend, is His correction. For our thoughts are not His thoughts. For our ways, His ways. His word sent forth from heaven, planted in our hearts, will not return to Him null and void. It will not be fruitless. It must first be planted in our hearts. Jesus Christ crucified qualifies you to produce fruit in your life. Jesus Christ crucified abiding in you is your sufficiency. '66 love books, my friend. This almost sounds contradicting. I want you and I desire you more than ever. But to walk in peace, Marcia, I don't need you. It was a contradiction, but it isn't. Jesus Christ crucified is our sufficiency. And out of that relationship, it causes me to want you more as my brother and sister. If you don't like me very much or I don't like you very much, you don't realize the power of His stripes. If we don't like each other, we don't realize how powerful His stripes were. As well as His stripes were for me, they were for my brother and sister also. The stripes are powerful. past closing for real. It's only 12 o'clock. I said this story before on a Wednesday. I was at a baseball game in Lehigh. Mockley was playing Alva in baseball. That was not a very big town. In fact, Deanna and Gerald lived there. They were playing Alva in baseball. Things got a little ugly. They got real ugly. But when you hear this story, I'm giving glory to his stripes. Their pitcher was a big kid. A 14-year-old kid, maybe about 6'3", huge kid. And he hit one of our kids with the ball. He didn't do it on purpose, but he hit him hard, and he hit one of our kids. And this is a sad thing. The majority of their team were white, Anglo-Saxon. All of our kids were Hispanic. So he sensed a little tension there already, a little tension that should not have been there. So the kid hit our kid with the ball. Our kid mouthed off at the mouth. The kid didn't do it on purpose. Our kid looked at him, stared at him, and the big kid from Alva, out loud, and it blew my mind how someone could be filled with so much hatred. And again, I'm glorying in the stripes of Jesus Christ. This is the whole moral of the story. The kid looked around. They dropped the F-bomb. He said, "You're nothing but a blank Mexican. That's all you are." Loud. So everybody could hear him. Big 14-year-old kid, about 6'3". He said, "You effing Mexican, that's all you are." Then he cussed the umpire. Then he cussed his own coach. Then he came around the backside with a bat. He told us all, "What the F are y'all looking at?" Now, as a man, who I was as a man came up first for a brief moment. Honestly, when I said brief, honestly, I really mean brief, because my generator kicked in. And I sat down with a hot dog in each hand. You know, I wasn't going to put my hot dogs down. I was sitting like this. You know, hot dog here, sausage, popcorn, 62-ounce Diet Coke to clear my conscience. And the kid walked around, and my wife Quentin, and while my son Quentin and my son Elijah play on that team. And the kid was big, man. He came around the side with a bat, and he looked at it. He said, "What the F are y'all looking at, you bunch of Mexicans?" I looked at my hot dogs for a brief moment. I looked at him for 10 seconds. I looked at the ball game and I just began to weep. The generator kicked in. I remembered his stripes. The power of his stripes kicked into my mind and in my soul. And I remembered within myself, I said, "My God, what kind of hell was that poor kid living?" So what about his soul, Jesus? What about the hell and the misery that he lives in, my Lord? See, by his stripes, I've been healed from those idiotic statements. My God's bigger than that. And I made a promise to myself that day, and I've kept it. That every time that I pray for my father more than I do for anybody in my life, my dad, lives in Felder, I pray for him more than anybody, that one day he would see the light. And he will see the light. But I made a promise that day that I didn't want to make for a brief 10 seconds. But then the generator kicked in. And I remembered the power of his stripes. And I said, "Lord, every time that I go before you praying for my father, I will pray for that young man, that he would know you as Redeemer. And as God is my witness, every time since that day, I've lifted up my father before the throne room of God. That young man has been right there with my dad. And I pray to God that one day I'll encounter him. And I pray that I encounter him one day just to shake his hand and say, you know what, young man? Jesus Christ loves you. Only he doesn't have a bat in his hand. He got the bat, I'll tell him from a distance. Hey, he loves you. Bye. But to this we were called, my friends. To this we were called. Is there not a cause? Who says that that man doesn't deserve the Redeemer? Who says that that man doesn't deserve to have his spirit adorned with perfection? I might be the only vine dresser he might ever have in his life. I know my Lord will put him in my path again one day. You know the sad thing apart, the sad thing about it was that when he walked off the field with a bat in his hand, his father walked like he had a trophy in his son. Proud of his son, whoever it was. Proud of the actions of his son. If one of my kids would have made a statement like that, he would have had to bail me out of jail. Period. I'd still be on him right now. Don't you ever say that again, boy. See, there's no color in the kingdom of God. None whatsoever. I got Puerto Rican in my family. My daughter's boyfriend is black. My daughter's married to a Puerto Rican. I got a white stepmom. I don't have is Russian in my family. Pastor's got Mexican. Susie's going to have black. And he's had Spaniard. This is a very diverse church and a very diverse town. This is a very diverse state. At least the southern part of it is. But should the color of a man really matter, my friends? And it's always one-sided. I'm going to correct it real quick. It's always one-sided. White people think they own the world. Hey, man, come on. There's just as many races, Mexicans, as there is white people, my friend. And black and white. It's everywhere. It's not isolated to one race, my friends. It's ignorant and it's everywhere. No one can hold us down. No one can hold us down. We've been redeemed, and by his stripes we have been set free. And I will pray for that young man to the rest of my life that he encounters this man named Jesus Christ. Why can we pray for each other like that? Because by his stripes we were healed from those hurts. So wherever you are today, young man, I thank you that the angels of God, they surround you. They push back those forces of darkness in your life. I thank you that the presence of my King consumes your heart. It brings you to your knees. Everywhere you walk, wherever you go, you say to yourself, my God, I'm uncomfortable. I need a Redeemer. Jesus, may the power of your spirit so consume him, spirit, soul, and body. Young man, receive your inheritance. Receive Jesus Christ as your Redeemer. Receive Jesus Christ as your Redeemer. When isolation comes, what are you going to say to that spirit? By his stripes, I've been healed. When depression tries to come, I've been healed from depression by the stripes of one man named Jesus Christ. You have been born again, my friend. The power of the Almighty God abides inside of you. Nothing can hold you. Nothing can stop you. No weapon formed against you shall ever prosper. every tongue that rises up in judgment against you, you shall condemn. For this is our heritage. No one can offend you. We're machines for Jesus Christ. We're soldiers, the Most High God. We have perfection in front of us, waiting to be deposited in our soul, transforming us and changing us into His glory, to His image. We're born again, Spirit-filled. No one can stop us. You have been laid, your foundations pure, sapphires, gems. The Spirit of God abides inside of you. You are more than a conqueror through the blood of one man named Jesus Christ. And by His stripes, you were healed. Daddy wasn't there. Someone violated you maybe one day. By His stripes, you were healed. There's power in His stripes, my friends. There's power in His stripes. Don't just remember about that power. Impregnate yourself with Isaiah 52 and 55 if you struggle with certain things. Impregnate yourself with it. The good thing about being filled with His Word, if you're filled with it, where you go, it goes. You can't leave it behind. Where you go, it goes. Impregnate yourself with it. Let nothing stop you. You're a child of the Most High God. Amen, Miss Kelly. You've been healed from A to Z. You've been healed from A to Z, Derek. We've been healed. Somebody got it. Bow your heads with me, please. Somebody can be condemned. Matt, whatever you think is proper, buddy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You are more than sufficient, Jesus. This is more than just a story. This is reality. This is our lifestyle, Lord. This is our heritage. So I worship You this evening, Jesus. I worship You. And I praise You. I thank You. This is a beginning of things to come in my life. I just can't wait till You're done. All that You're looking for has been fulfilled already. In the obedience of one name, one man named Jesus Christ. Receive what's yours. It's yours. It's your inheritance. It's your heritage forever.